Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's the weekend. The fun will begin. It's the weekend. The fun will begin. It's the weekend. Your office mates are loony. Your boss is really kooky. But you have done your duty. It's Friday finally.
All right, now let's look alive.
Welcome back, gang. Welcome back.
You're awake. Let your face know about it.
Back to work.
It's all you have to do all day, so let's do it right.
Get back to work.
But boss, it's Friday.
Of course. It's freaking Friday.
There's another thing that if you drink too much coffee, it'll give you narcolepsy.
It's Friday.
All right, it's Friday.
TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2374, Carla, Friday.
Oh, is it ever a Friday?
6:06.
Look, the weekend's right there.
Yep.
Right on my butt. There it is.
We are on vacation all next week. Bob Bishop going to be filling in. So.
Yes, he is. Yes, be nice to Bob. Actually, you know what? Bob will throw anything right back at you if you're not nice to him.
You know what? Do what you want. That's all we care about.
Yes.
So, weather-wise, waking up this morning, kind of nice yesterday.
Loved
Got a little bit of everything. Sunshine in the morning, some clouds in the afternoon, a little bit of rain. A light show, saw some bolts of lightning.
Yeah, had the rumbling going on. It was awfully nice.
Yeah, well, they say possibly the same today.
Okay.
Mix of sunshine, some high clouds, and even a chance of rain later this afternoon. Highs near 100, only 100 today.
Yeah, cooled off.
108, 109 over the weekend, got 80 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, the Mega Millions, I didn't know it was creeping up there. Tonight's Mega Millions, $480 million.
What?
$480 million, people, with a lump sum cash payout if you choose that of $276 million. So make a run for the border, I guess.
Morty!
Yeah, I know, Morty.
Come on.
Don't have to be around anyone, right? Financial planners and money strategists. This is interesting. They're encouraging people to buy stock in companies that make chocolate and ice cream. They say people eat more chocolate, eat more ice cream during bad times. With inflation skyrocketing and a recession looming, money managers think those companies like Hershey's, things like that, are good stocks to buy and should perform well during these times.
You know, I never thought about that, but it's like a breakup where what's the first thing you go for? Is the ice cream or the chocolate or the junk food?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So when you're depressed or down or struggling, so something to think about. I don't know that it helps that I just said that or that financial planners are saying that, but okay. If you do have a bad breakup, don't forget to change your passwords. Over 30% of people say they are pretty sure they could log on to and have an ex's Facebook, Netflix, email, even their work email if they wanted to. So there you go. 29% said, yeah, I could get into my ex's bank account. I have all the information still.
That's, of course, if you share all that, right, during that relationship?
Or even if you don't, if you just know their passwords.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you know the passwords and they've shared that with you.
Oh, yes.
That's the only way they can do it, right?
Or something. Yeah.
Have you shared anything with Angie?
I don't think Angie knows. I don't think she knows any of my passwords.
Okay.
I don't think she asked, and I don't know any
Hasn't
of
come
hers.
Up.
No, I mean, it's not necessary, really.
At this point
I don't
in time.
If you have your own stuff.
Right.
I mean, if she asked me, I'd give her my Netflix, you know, that's fine. You know, things like that. But your bank account, that's a little different. Man.
That's love. That's real love.
Yeah, no kidding. And if you are flying, if you are going on vacation, airplane etiquette, this is funny. Most people think, you know what, it's okay if you're bringing food on a plane, even if it's smelly food. Nobody wants to see or smell your feet. Over 90% of the people polled said, do not ever take your shoes and socks off on a plane.
That's
Don't
gross.
Do it. It is gross. It's really gross.
I mean, you're flying. You're yeah. traveling. You're not moving in.
Yeah, exactly. You gonna take your pants off too? Don't. Same
Unbuckle.
Difference. Yeah.
Unbuckle.
Same difference. Don't do it. You can go ahead and eat your sandwich, but just leave yeah. your shoes and socks on. Mm-hmm. It is Friday. The weekend is here. A few things you should know.
All right, we got the phones worked out. Chrissy is back. Chrissy, how are you this morning?
I am well. How are you? Okay,
good.
So did Morty get the blanket?
You know what? I believe he got the blanket. I have to check with him. A friend of ours was bringing it by who lives near him.
Okay, and then when you text me and let me know that he
yes.
got the blanket since you guys aren't going to be here next
I
week?
I absolutely will, and you
and
will
Mike,
be hearing from him. He's had a bit of a rough week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I want to make your grandson a blanket. Is blue okay for you?
Yeah, blue's fine.
Okay. That's
he likes
what I was
blue.
Ethan like blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blue. What are his colors?
Yeah, blue and white. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
when
powder blue,
it,
navy
I'll
blue,
you know.
Whatever.
When I finish it, I'll let you know.
You are a saint, woman. Thank you, Chrissy.
I love you guys to death. You guys are great.
She has become like the blanket maker.
I know. I'm telling you right now, and we only know Chrissy from right here, a listener, but you want a really cool blanket for Christmas? God, they are the softest. Oh,
yeah.
Man, they're beautiful.
And by the way, an update on Morty, and we set up a GoFundMe page
to
help him out.
He's having a rough go. He really is. He's having a rough go, and I know that he's a very private person, but he has allowed us to talk about this. And, you know, so not only is he trying to, you know, he's fighting cancer. He had COVID, as you did, Mike. You guys had it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has a blood clot that he's dealing with. And there's just a whole lot going on. But he's still, you know, still Morty. Got that Morty demeanor, and I love it. But we did set up a GoFundMe account. So if you would like to donate or even just share the link, you can go to our website. You can go to our Facebook page. You can just go to GoFundMe and type in, you know, Morty, and it will come up. But definitely go to our website because all the information is right there, and the link is also right there. Like I said, if you want to donate, great. If you want to just share it with people, you don't have to donate. If you can't, don't do it.
That's fine.
Just share it. Just
all
share
right.
it. And it's helping him out definitely with, he's got a lot of medical bills. Insurance doesn't, you know, cover a lot. So he's got a lot of medical bills, and this is definitely going to, if nothing else, probably take care of that.
The easiest way, though, just go to 96.3kklz.com. Click on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Although it's not football season yet, but Tom Brady's still in the news.
Yes, he is.
Was asked
always.
About parenting, and he explained one of the toughest challenges. I love how this is written, that he and his wife,
yeah.
isn't he the one that said, I'm going to spend more time with my family?
Yeah.
Then after about 4 weeks of the kids?
Well, he went back to work. Why do I think there's no lack of people, you know, around the kids?
Well, this is what he said. Being a parent, toughest challenge for he and his wife. Raising kids.
We have people that clean for us. We have people that make our food. We have people that drive mm-hmm. us to the airport if we need that. You know, we get off a plane mm-hmm. and there's people waiting there for us and we get ushered in. And it's just, that's my kids' reality, which is the hard part to say, guys, this is not the way reality really is.
Yeah.
So what would you say to Tom? Yeah. Then don't do that stuff.
What do you mean?
In other words.
Well, they're young kids, though, right now.
Are they?
Yeah, his kids are pretty young.
Oh, they're not like 11, 12, 13?
Well, yeah, but I mean, they can't. They're not at an age where you can. They can just go get a job and support
themselves. No, I understand
that,
but why wouldn't he say, along with that, you know, we don't need this, we don't need that. If we're going to raise our kids in a state of reality. We can't have all this.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I know we do. We can afford that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you have that kind of money, you have millions. Yeah, I'd be paying for maids. I'd be paying for cool cars. Yeah, darn right I would. My brother made good money. He's not Tom Brady. And he took good care of his kids. However, when they graduated, if when they went to college, they got their own jobs. And even before that, it was like, get a job.
So do you put off reality for those kids and say, all right, I'm going to take care of you. This is how it is when you're with me. But when you go out on your own,
yeah,
it's a little different. Who is it? Shaq that has been said that when his kids go, we're rich, aren't we, Dad? And he goes, no.
Yeah.
I'm rich. You're not.
Right. And that's why I say there are a lot of, you know, people, oh, I was self-made. No, you weren't. Your parents left you and gave you a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
There are others who their parents said, that's fine. If you want this, go work for it. You're going to work for it, you know. My nephews are so lucky they ended up getting, they make more money than my brother did, I believe. They were smart. It's like, you want that lifestyle? Then there you go. You're
better
gonna have
go
it
get it.
You're working for it. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel about that? Listeners chiming in, texting in at 702-739-9636 about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And his comment about telling that the toughest challenge about being a parent is explaining to his kids, this, our lives are not reality.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think there's just a lot of jealous people. That's what I think, people. Lindsay said, must be freaking nice. Oh, poor baby. Everything is done for you. But you have to raise your kids. Okay. Suck it up, Buttercup. Better change now or you're going to have two spoiled brats. Listen, there's not a soul out there. If you had the money, you would do whatever you wanted to do. And like I said, personally, he made his money. He didn't steal it. I begrudge politicians who steal money and make money they shouldn't.
So you're saying he actually made his own money.
He made his money. He did.
He's the greatest of all time.
Exactly.
And you know, at times, not the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
No, he was not. Mike says, I'm from New England, diehard Pats fan. I hate him now since he left. Yeah, since he left.
Oh.
He's an idiot. Woe is me. I'm rich.
He's an idiot.
Yeah. Whoa, people are so, oh my God. Keith says, so what does his wife do if they have people that cook for him? If she doesn't work, she can do that. Take care of the kids, cook. She does work.
What does she do? She's retired as a model.
She's a model. She still does.
Oh, does she really?
She does some hosting stuff and all that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's tough.
I also think that she has her own. They also have companies.
Yeah, they have to run.
That they run as well, at least oversee.
I get it.
You know, she could have somebody come in twice a week or once a week to clean.
Wow.
But she can help cooking. The main part should be from her. If he's making the money, yeah, I'm sure they have a traditional household where she's wearing an apron when he comes home and handing him his smoothie. Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Chris, what? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm kind of sure she actually wears the pants in the family. So
Didn't somebody report she actually made more money than he did?
Yeah, at one time she did make more money than he did.
Chris, what do you tell Tom Brady?
Lock up all your money, set yourself on a simple monthly income, move out of that big house and put them in public school.
There you go.
There it is.
And that's when their friends will say, you're Tom Brady's kids and you're going to a public school?
Yeah, I know. Listen, I don't begrudge somebody like Tom Brady who worked hard and did what he does the very best anyone has ever done it.
Right.
He deserved to make that money. Nobody gave it to him. He didn't steal it. He made it.
Yeah,
you know?
He earned it. I'll tell you this. The thing that pisses me off more about the money or anything else.
Yeah.
He's good looking.
I know.
He's good looking. He's athletic.
Yeah.
He's the best at what he does.
Right.
Married he's been with any woman he's been with. He's been gorgeous.
He could at least be unfortunate looking, you know?
Yeah, and like married, goofy looking.
Yeah, and married to somebody like me, you know? How about that? Then everybody would say he does. He's got a lot. Oh, God, but that wife.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
How come he settled for that?
Yeah. I mean, she's no trophy wife.
I mean, she's funny.
Yeah. Participation trophy wife, but yeah.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about things you can watch not only on the big screen, but at home on your big screen. Jeff, what's going on this weekend?
We got some great stuff for the family. We got some great stuff for in the theater and at home. First of all, we got Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank for Families. It's an animated feature. It's about a hound named Hank who finds himself in a town full of cats who need a hero to defend themselves from a ruthless villain who wants to wipe out their village. So think of the Magnificent Seven, kind of minus six, getting such great response to voices of Michael Cera, Ricky Gervais, George Takei, Michelle Yeoh, and of course Samuel L. Jackson. So it's got an all-star cast. It's in theaters. I loved it. It's a lot of fun. It's called Paws of Fury.
I find myself with animated films just playing that game of, wait a minute, who's that voice?
You know, sometimes I Google it in the theater.
Yes, I do too, Jeff. I do too, Jeff.
I can't wait till the end of the film to find out who's the voice of Hank.
Yes, go on.
Another one that you've seen a lot of ads for is called Where the Crawdads Sing, and it's based on the best-selling novel. It's a murder mystery set in the marshlands of North Carolina, and the story reveals secrets that lay within the marsh. Now, Sony doesn't screen in Las Vegas. They never have, so I have not seen it, but I've talked to some critics around the country who say it's an incredible murder mystery. It's got great mood to it, and if you've read the book, a lot of people are saying they love how they translate it to the big screen. So there's a great murder mystery, Where the Crawdads Sing. And Mike, you got to help me out with this. You're a sports fan, and I'm kind of a sports ignorant here. There's a movie coming out on demand today called The Royal. It's a biopic of Kansas City Royals player Willie Mays Akins. He's a World Series champ. He fell into drugs and drinking. He got arrested. He served 14 years in prison. And then they have the comeback story with the team and his family. Story of redemption. And Amon Joseph gives his career performance. It's like Rocky, but it's a true story. I mean, you got to see this movie. It's called The Royal.
I'm sure there's a lot of those kinds of stories in sports, but this is a great story, and that's a must-see.
Absolutely. So check out The Royal. And finally on Netflix for the family, it's called The Seabee, and it's about a young girl who stows away on her idol ship to help him hunt gigantic sea creatures, leading to this incredible sea adventure in action. It's from the director of Moana and Big Hero 6. This is just getting great reviews. The special effects are out of this world with the water and the sea creatures. So many families are emailing me asking me if I've seen The Seabee. It's streaming on Netflix. You got to check it out. It's fantastic. And also, Better Call Saul, final episodes on AMC. You better be watching, folks.
All right, Jeff, follow him on Facebook. Of course, YouTube with all the great interviews and VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, do have a great weekend, and we will talk to you when we get back from vacation.
Well, have a good time, guys, and I look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
If you missed any of Vegas Film Critic Jeff Howard's movie reviews, we always post them on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 7:53, getting back to the Tom Brady thing about parenting and the tough challenge he has with his wife Giselle. Now, there's other people coming to his aid.
Well, you know, Shauna said, please, I'm with you guys. If I had it, I would do the same thing. You can show your kids the real world by letting them know what volunteering is about, by donating money, things like that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. She said, I just had this conversation with my mom about my brother. We're in way different tax brackets. She said he and his wife worked very hard for what they have. They take their son to a different country to travel every summer. Mm-hmm. If I could do it, I would do it. You know, she said, you know, if he's worried about it, there are a lot of things he can do to show his kids, you know, how to help others and share the wealth in whatever way.
See, that's why you and I would be such cool rich people.
Oh, you and I would be the coolest rich people. Oh, I'd be donating left and right.
Yeah.
I would have that money in my pocket in case I ran across that person.
Leave those big tips.
Take this. Yes.
Oh, did you see what Carla wrote?
I know. Yeah. You know.
Every time she comes in.
What am I going to do? I can't take it with me.
No.
I can't take it with me. You know, I got no kids.
I'm going to spread the wealth.
Yeah, you darn right I am.
Is that great?
Darn right I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
No, you take it.
See, that's why so many people just hate Tom Brady.
I know.
He has it all.
No, it's a $10,000. Just take it.
No, $10,000.
I don't need it. Take it.
But you know what? Good for him.
Yes, good for him.
He earned it. He earned it. He worked hard for it, so.
Yep.
What do we care?
Jeez.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For your chance, final chance to win some tickets, Elton John, before you can buy them. They go on sale Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That big farewell tour looping through Vegas, going to be at the Allegiant Stadium November 1st. So we have a pair of tickets to give away before you can buy them.
And you know what? We don't get visitors from our sales staff. They don't
Chrissy's here.
They don't come up here. Chrissy's here. They don't come up here. They stay on their little thrones and stuff. But Chrissy's one of us. And she comes up to say hello every once in a while. And we, so thank you, Chrissy.
It's a therapy session with Chrissy.
It is all the way around. Yes.
We can make her laugh or cry just like that.
Like that is right.
It doesn't really matter. That's why we like Chrissy in here.
That's right.
Yeah,
yes,
depending,
we do.
And we know how the day's going to be after that. So.
Yes. Yes, she's our little thermometer.
Is that what she is?
Right. Yes. Yes, that's right. Okay. The old-fashioned kind. That's right. The real one.
Mix of sunshine with some clouds, even a chance of rain later today. Yesterday, by late afternoon, it was kind of cool.
Oh, I loved it. Loved it.
Thunder, lightning, a little rain. I had my top down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving on. It's not far. I just live in this little one square block area.
Were there sprinkles?
Yeah, it was nice. It was kind of nice.
Oh,
people looking at me going, what an idiot. But I'm like,
I know.
I'm
You're
like the guy in Shawshank Redemption. Who's the actor?
Yes.
He gets out of the sewer.
Robbins. Yes. Yeah. That's right.
So they say that's what's going to happen later this afternoon. High in the low 100s today, 108, 109 over the weekend. Got 85. Chrissy, stick around. We're going to update you on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Kim Kardashian says she's willing to do, she keeps talking about this, whatever she has to do to maintain her youth. Okay. Well, Madonna was, too, and look how that turned out. God, love ya.
Who was the one that was going to eat the dog poop if it...
Kim
Kardashian! Eat
she
dog
said
poop.
If it would make keep her young, looking young, she'd eat poop. So, yeah. I don't know if it's dog poop, but just poop.
Oh, just poop and... Well... Poop.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, when you get down to it, what's the difference?
You can choose your poop, Mike. I mean, you know.
Okay, let's throw it out there. Yeah. If you could choose a poop
to
eat.
People would eat poop to say.
Yeah, 702-739-9636.
look at the phones lighting up. Kris Jenner, her mom, is going to teach an online master class. It's
of what?
Called, So You Want to Make a Sex Tape? No. It's the power of personal branding. She will show you how to build a narrative, find an audience and followers, and leverage the power of social media to make your brand stand out. Maybe we should call her.
You
Maybe
know what?
Bring her in here to do a little seminar.
This is going to sound odd coming from me, but I know she's going to have people helping her put this together.
Oh, yeah.
But who else would you want to listen to?
Yeah.
When it comes to that kind of thing. I mean, look what she's done, right?
I know. And that's why I wish I had a sex tape that was leaked 10, 15
You know what? You make
ago.
One, I'll leak it.
Would you do that
yes,
for me?
Because I love you. I would
It'd
do that for
sweet,
you.
Sweet, actually. You don't have to watch it. Just put it out there.
No, I'm not going to watch
Just
it.
Just put it out there. Man, check this out.
Now, see, that's how we, that's why you and I get along so well.
Exactly.
People, there's a lot of radio people that don't get along with their partners.
No, that's true.
But
I didn't.
The love I have for you, I would leak that tape immediately.
He didn't watch it. God, he's just helping me
He's not
out.
A creeper.
That's
he didn't watch it.
Yes.
He just leaked it.
So here's the flip side. Bill Gates donating $20 billion to his foundation this month. Plans to drop off the list, the world's wealthiest list. He is on that list. He's been on it for a long time. He said, I have an obligation to return my resources to society in ways that have the greatest impact for reducing suffering and improving lives. And he said, I hope others in this position of great wealth and privilege will step up and do the same.
Wait a second.
Oh, snap.
$20 billion?
$20 billion.
He has an extra $20 billion that will not even faze him.
He's worth, like, I want to say about $500 billion. Yeah. So, I mean, what is that?
Well, what were we talking about Tom Brady last hour?
I know. Well, he
What's
does,
this reality
I
like?
I know. Well, you have a $100 bill in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you give somebody five. Oh. That's just put it. Do you understand that? That's what it's like.
That's comparable to what, okay.
Yes.
I get you.
And there is a new documentary about the Rolling Stones. It's called My Life as a Rolling Stone. it talks to each one of the guys separately, you know, in the group. It's very, very cool. And it's right. Different shows. It's like a mini series documentary. And Keith Richards admitted, we were jealous of the Beatles. He said, I mean, they're doing what we wanted to do. They could make records. That was the holy grail. The Beatles had just released Love Me Do, and they had a big hit. So yeah. That
Well, they were cute.
Yes, they were.
And you look at the Stones in the early,
he said, we were just playing in clubs in London. Yeah. We didn't know you could make records. What? That is my take for now. You miss anything on this show or you want to stay caught up next week, go to our website, 963kklz.com.
Every time I see Wedding Singer, that's the best part of the movie.
Oh, please.
On the plane with Billy Idol.
Yeah, it is good. Yes.
All right, I want to read this, and I don't know if you've ever, you know, they say some people have a string of bad luck.
Right.
And this DC woman, listen to this, Carla. She has had the wheels stolen from her car three times in the last 9 months.
Oh, man.
This is Kelly Rourke, talking about how disappointed she is to be the target in such a small time. Listen to this. This is Kelly talking about her wheels being stolen.
Every single day I drive by a car that is on crate. That's not normal. I'm just disappointed in society. If you have those experiences where things restore your faith in humanity, this happening over and over again, it's just disappointing. What a terrible human being to be so incredibly selfish.
Now, we're not talking about the hubcaps. We're talking about the tires, the wheels.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Four wheels, three times in nine months.
Jeez.
That's got to get expensive.
That's just evil. It's evil. Why?
Because she keeps putting the wheels back on the car.
Because she needs to drive.
And they see it and they go, oh, she's back. She has new tires.
I don't know.
Nobody else in the neighborhood.
I know. I mean, maybe she has. I can't imagine she has some, you know, amazing ones that they have to steal over and over. I mean, if she has nice wheels, then maybe she needs to get some crappy ones.
Go to a junkyard or something, you know, where they have all those tires.
When you had to do the wheel cover, it looked like you had nice hubcaps and you'd bang on the plastic. Do that.
Okay.
God, that sucks.
I feel for this woman.
Or put donut tires on every single one of those.
Just donut tires. The little ones where...
Oh, I will fix you.
You look at them and you go, oh.
I don't want that.
That poor woman in D.C. getting the tires ripped off three times in 9 months.
Yeah.
Gypsy, what were you saying?
Doesn't she have smart friends to let her know that there are actually locks you can put on tires?
Right?
Three times?
You know, I never thought about that.
No. But you know,
stop parking at the same place.
Well, that too.
There's probably a lot of suggestions have given this woman.
But
oh,
you know,
oh my God, three times.
When that happens, I'm sure it's just your first thought is just get them on. I need new wheels and tires, and you know. But
all right, Gypsy.
Yeah, by the second time,
good suggestion.
Third time,
I know. Maybe we need to try to get her.
Yeah, reach out to her.
Oh my gosh, this is too funny. A lot of people have said the same thing, Gypsy. Has she heard of wheel locks? They're not that expensive. And Daniel said, buy those locking lug nuts, lady. Come on, three times? So, yeah, okay. Like I say, you don't think about that at the moment. Just
after the first time, you go, all right, bad luck. Yeah. Second time?
I know.
That's when you think.
I know. Targeting me. Are they targeting me? What's going on here? Jeez.
I think they're targeting me.
Yes, I think they are. Okay. Jeez,
Elton
crazy.
John coming to Vegas. Going to be at Allegiant Stadium November 1st. And this is his farewell tour. You have a chance to win tickets before he can buy them. They go on sale on Monday. We have one final pair to give away. Now, at the beginning of the week, we did beginnings of his songs. Uh-huh. Now, these are the end.
These are the ends of
songs from Elton John.
All right.
Three of them, all three in order, by title, ninth caller, and you got the tickets. Here's ending number one. All right, that's ending number one.
Okay.
Ending number two. And one more ending to song number three. I know they all seem to sound alike.
They don't.
But no, they're not.
Those are good, actually. Those are good.
All right, here's number one. So that's number one. Here's song number two. And last but not least, the ending to song number 3. All you have to do is figure out from those clips the title of all 3 songs in order, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. It's our last pair of tickets before you can buy them. Elton John. All you have to do is identify all 3 songs by title in order from the ending of these Elton John songs.
Okay.
Song number 1. All right, here's song number 2. And last but not least, song number 3. By title, in order, and Carla, we have Harvey on the phone. Harvey, can you do it? Can you identify all 3 songs by title in order? Go ahead. Harvey, go ahead.
All right. The first one is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Number 2.
Number 2 is Daniel.
Number 3.
Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Thank you. Great, man. It's awesome. Thank you so much.
You got tickets for Elton John from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. November 1st, Allegiant Stadium. Hang on the line. By the way, they don't go on sale until Monday.
Right.
But Harvey already has a pair.
That's excellent.
So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Harvey, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you for you guys coming on every morning and me bright.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Our day.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Listen to this. A family of 6 went into a Waffle House in North Carolina this past Monday, had a nice lunch. Then 3 of them got up and robbed the place.
Okay, well, there you go. Thank you.
I don't know what the other 3 did. They said, wow. You know, we'll just stay here.
Oh, jeez.
But the cops have tracked them down, and they have been arrested, and they are in jail.
Good.
So, all right.
God, what the things that happen at Waffle Houses, I don't know.
And I'm sure they were just sitting there like everybody else,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, can I get you some more to drink? Yeah, can we get another coffee?
Yeah, or diet soda, yeah. Something.
Jeez.
Okay, by the way, stick them up.
God, that's rude.
29-year-old woman in Wales. She is spending 8 months in jail for taking driving tests for over 150 different people.
Oh my.
I don't know if she passed or failed.
God, that's, wow, good for her. Well, I don't know. I mean, if she's that good, I guess people just said, yeah, call Sue.
And you know, tough times are everywhere.
Wow.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you do. Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
So, but she's not going to be able to do it anymore.
Smart.
So.
It's my friend Linda, who used to write all the absence letters.
Exactly.
When we were in high school. Listen, Sue and Eli getting married this coming weekend in Australia at a Costco. Now, Sue says, I get to go to Costco on my wedding day. It's just awesome. Where else can I get married to the one I love in the place that I love? Surrounded by the people I love. By the way, they're exchanging their vows in the food court.
Wow.
I knew you'd like that. Perfect wedding. Perfect wedding.
Grab some pizza.
Or a hot dog. Could you get them another hot dog? That'd be great. Caesar salad for the vegetarians? Mm-hmm. Got it. No problem. And it's a British ice cream company. It's called Lick Me. I'm delicious. They've created a Viagra ice cream.
Wow.
Each scoop has 25 milligrams of the drug. Now, Viagra recommends, if you're going to do this, 50 milligrams per person. So you'd want 2 scoops, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Now, the inventor, listen to this, Charlie Francis, he says he has a couple celebrity clients. He says it's very secretive. We had to sign a confidentiality agreement, so I can't say the names of them. All I'm allowed to say that it was 2 people. It was for their parties, and they were very happy with the end result. What end result do you want that you have to slip Viagra ice cream to everyone at your party.
And what other end result is there?
Yeah, exactly.
Names or no names.
Oh, my God. I don't know. This irks me. But okay, whatever. If you just want to, you know, use that instead of taking the pill, I get it. But
ice cream for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. What kind? It's just ice cream.
Yeah.
What's it called? Lick me. I'm delicious. Happy Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that work day off, that weekend off, on a little more positive note. I have to do this story. I mentioned earlier in the show that the Mega Millions is up to almost $500 million. Well, a Michigan lottery club, they finally won a jackpot after 20 years of trying. They call themselves the Lunch Bunch Crew, and they buy their tickets at a little place in Ortonville, Michigan, a little convenience store, of them. They've spent the last 20 years pooling their money together to buy tickets. They won a almost $2 million jackpot, and they plan on taking most of it, you know, in that lump sum.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to donate some of it to various charities that these are all women, and then, you know, their own families. You know, $2
million. Wow.
Not, I mean, you know, in today's world, it doesn't seem like a lot. That's a lot.
Hey, listen, you know, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody gave me $5,000-$10,000.
Little extra money that
$20,000.
Yeah. Money that you didn't have before.
Right.
Yeah.
That's that much more.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
And they've been working on this for 20 years, these five.
You know what? You and I are going to start a lunch bunch.
Maybe we need to do a little lunch bunch and pool our money.
When we get back from vacation, that's a great story. If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, by all means, make sure you do it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. Tickets for Journey, Train, treat you to Buffalo Wild Wings,
yeah,
all that and a lot more. You and I, we are on vacation all next week.
We are indeed.
Bob Bishop going to be filling in. We'll be back the following week, of course, so do enjoy your weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.